Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Hey, what's happening, Las Vegas and people all over the world? This is DJ Papa D sitting in for G-Money, the pimp comic, teacher from the streets. Should be on the air in a few minutes, but until he gets here, I just want to welcome you all to G-Money Talking Live, where G-Money tells stories. Advocating for the homelessness in Las Vegas, for the homeless people in Las Vegas. So while we're waiting for G-Money to arrive at the studio, I'll play a song, unless that's him right there. G-Money, is that you?
Yep, that's me. I'm alive.
Oh, okay.
What's up?
All right, I'll let you take over. Go ahead.
All right. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How you doing this evening? How you feeling today? I'm feeling really good. I just got off the phone with my fraternity brother that lives in Baltimore, Maryland. Yes, we had a real interesting conversation, and he was really happy to hear from me, since we haven't talked in, about 35 years. So it was a good conversation. We talked about all of our old brothers and all of our past members of the fraternity that we put into play at the college that I went to. My line brother, Von Johnson, was the president of my chapter, and I was the vice president and the dean of pledges. So we had an interesting conversation. I was learning about what all of my brothers have been doing since the last time I talked to everybody. I haven't been in contact with anybody in over 40 years. So it was good for me to get back into contact with them. I really appreciated the conversation, and I look forward to talking to my brother again later on in the week. So, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Let me tell you, the government is back at work. Pelosi, is that her name? Pelosi? She was the son, she's the daughter of a mobster in Baltimore. That's why she's so tough. And that's why she was so tough on Donald Trump, because she didn't take no mess. She was the daughter of a mobster in Baltimore. Her and her brother used to run Baltimore. And I just finished talking to my buddy who's born and raised in Baltimore, and he gave me the whole 411 on Losi and told me that's why she's so tough, because her father was a gangster. He was a mobster. in Baltimore, and he ran the mob in Baltimore. And she grew up under his leadership, and that's why she's so tough, and she doesn't take no mess. So Donald Trump was up against the wall when he was dealing with Losi, and that's why he couldn't win that argument, because she wasn't backing down. Wow, that was really interesting information I got from my buddy. And I was like, wow, really? And he said, yeah, she didn't play. She's the child of a gangster, of the mob. So that's why she didn't play. And she wasn't backing down on Trump for nothing. So the word is out that we got a 3-week pass that the government will be open and running as business as usual starting tonight. The government is open and running again, business as usual. And the people that were working for the federal government that hadn't been paid, they will get paid. And I'm glad to hear that. I'm really glad to hear that Las Vegas took up the challenge, and everybody that worked for the federal government in Las Vegas got treated really well. They had restaurants that were feeding the people that worked for the federal government. They had the buses were offering free rides to anybody that worked for the federal government. They gave them free rides on the bus to get around because they knew they didn't have any money because they hadn't gotten paid. And there was a couple of people that got eviction notices in their house because they couldn't pay their rent because they hadn't gotten paid. But some banks came to the rescue a lot of the government employees, so they won't be losing their houses. So that's a good thing. So the government will go back to work. We'll have a 3-week of government workers working again, and they will get paid. And then, but Donald Trump didn't get his wall. He didn't get the money for his wall. He just gave up the fight because Pelosi wasn't playing. She dug in deep and she said, the House isn't going to pay you any money for a brick wall in Mexico because we don't think that's the problem. So they've come to an understanding that Donald Trump is not going to get his way. So he has to do something else to be able to take control of the government. So that's what we got going on now. Donald Trump has been punked. He lost his power. So now we want to see what he's going to do, what kind of tactics he's going to come up with. Because now WikiLeaks has been discovered that one of Donald Trump's friends is going to jail for leaking government information to the WikiLeaks, the newspaper in Washington, I guess that is. And now they committed this man to jail for distributing Democratic information. So that's what's going on in Washington right now. And, you know, they're still checking on Donald Trump to see if he was in cahoots with the Russian government about fixing the election. So we want to pay attention, people, to what's going on, because we got somebody in the White House that's trying to do some tricky shit. And we had Tricky Dick in the White House, but we had to make him resign because he didn't want to get impeached. But now we got Tricky Donald Trump. Oh, it's getting ready to be real gruesome what's going on in the House of Representatives, because the Democrats are not playing with Donald Trump, and his Republicans are backing out. They're not playing with Donald Trump anymore, backing out from the situation that Donald Trump has put all of them in. So we're going to see what's going to happen with the United States government right now. We're going to see what's going on, because it's getting ready to be a good twist in the government. It's going to be a twist and turn, a shake and rattle. It's going to be a big turn with the government. So I don't know everything that's going on, but I'm saying people all around the country, all across Las Vegas, watch out, because I think they may get rid of Donald Trump. I think he may be on his way out the door. So we have to wait and see what's going to happen, because it's getting really crazy in Washington right now. So, okay, let's see. We want to talk about the homeless. I wanted to understand how come the restaurants could give food to the people that work for the federal government that weren't getting paid, but they had a problem giving homeless people food to eat. You know, I don't understand that move. They got people living in Las Vegas that are living on the street, and there wasn't no restaurants offering the homeless people any free food, and they didn't offer them any housing. So I'm wondering, what the hell's going on? They're going to take care of the people that have jobs, because I guess they can come back and pay for their food and their shelter later. But right now, they're taking care of them. But they should have bowed down and taken care of the homeless people in Vegas. That would have been a great move by the restaurants and the hotels in Vegas. So I don't know. I don't know what to think about the people, the businesses in Las Vegas. I don't know what to really think about what's going on. But, you know, we're going to keep following it in the news and see what happens. See if somebody's going to break down and offer housing to the homeless. See if they're going to come up with some shelters that they're going to put together for the homeless. And let's see if they're going to give homeless people food stamps so at least they can eat. So we'll wait and see what happens. It's getting ready to be an interesting situation in the United States of America. Wow. Really? Really? What's really going on? So I don't know. But anyway, Papa D, drop the commercial spot which tells all the homeless people where homeless people can get food to eat. let's drop that spot right now so that they know where we're coming from. We're trying to help.
Thank you.
I'd like to give a list of all of the places homeless people can go to eat. From 5 till 7, you can go to Catholic Charities, and that's on the corner of Owens and Main Street, and they serve coffee and donuts in the morning. And from 9 o'clock, you can get in line to go into the dining hall at Catholic Charities, and they serve food from 9 till 11 o'clock, and that's at Catholic Charities. And then they have a day camp that's located on Foremaster and between Las Vegas Boulevard and Main Street. And they offer several different kind of services. But they have bathrooms and showers and certain city services at that location. And then Salvation Army has a dining hall that serves food from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And you can line up at the dining hall at 1 o'clock and get in line to eat. And that's a Salvation Army. And then at 4 o'clock, you can go to the Rescue Mission, which is on the corner of Bonanza and Grandy. And at 5 o'clock, they start serving dinner from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Now, also on the corner of Grandy, there's a medical center. So share that with anybody you know that's homeless so that they can get food and they can get medical attention and they can get services from the city.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world. We're dedicating today's show to helping the homeless, and we're trying to give them some advice and some information to help them make their lives easier to live while they're homeless in Las Vegas. And anybody that's homeless anywhere around the world, you could actually take some of these tips and apply them to your life. Because I believe that any advice that I give can be used for any homeless person that's on the street. Because like I told you, I was homeless for 6 years. And I had to make do with the best way I could to survive on the street. So I'm letting you know that it's getting ready to get cold in Vegas. Right now it's about 60 degrees and the sun is shining and it's bright, but there's no wind blowing, so it's nice and comfortable out here right now. But later on in the evening, it's going to get chilly. When the sun goes down, that's when the cold weather pops up. So you need to make preparations to get into a warm situation so that you can survive the cool, cold weather. And one thing I was telling you was that you need to go to the dumpsters in the apartment complexes in your neighborhood and see if you can find some blankets. Because when people move out of their apartment, the maintenance people just go through and they take everything that was left in the apartment and they throw it out. So there'll be clothes, shoes, pants, sweaters, jackets that'll be thrown out. And they're just tossed out. And a lot of it is in good condition so that if you need a jacket, you could actually get a jacket that'll keep you warm. All you got to do is take it to the cleaners or wash it in the washing machine, and you'd have a good jacket. Or you'd have a good pair of shoes or a good pair of pants if you need some clothes. And if you get a blanket, you can take the blanket to the laundromat and wash the blanket and have a blanket to put down on your floor in your cardboard box. And that'll keep you warm, because if you're laying on a cardboard box on top of the concrete gravel on the ground, the box will keep you warm from rubbing against the concrete. And you put a blanket on the ground and you lay on top of the blanket and wrap yourself up with the blanket, you can stay warm. And I always told you, if you get a buddy and you have a buddy system, well, that's good too. Because, guys, you be nice to these girls and you can get a buddy system, somebody that you can hug and you can cuddle up with. And I'm not talking about having sex. I'm just talking about cuddling up, staying warm, because that's what you need to do in this cold weather. You need to have somebody to keep you warm. That body heat really will make a difference in your life. So that's something that you could do, that you could take care of for your livelihood. So you can go in the dumpsters and get blankets and get clothes out the dumpster, and you can find you a friend, and you can cuddle up. And if you got some good friends, they may help you come up with some money for some food, and you guys could pitch in and put some food together. Because you can always go to the homeless shelters and get food. Like I've just explained, the three locations that you can eat. So, all right, I think it's time for a commercial break. So, Papa D, play a song and then drop the commercial spot. And we'll be back in a minute. the organization means, M-E-A-N-S. We need all of the stores and restaurants that are donating food or have food to donate to the homeless agencies or to low-income agencies. They need to contact me. Go on the internet and find the website and find the database for Means and register your store or your restaurant. And if you have food that you want to give to homeless people or to low-income people, then register with Means and register with their database on the internet so that they can make arrangements to pick up the food that you have to distribute. And if you're a charity and you're interested in receiving food because you want to give food to low income or to the homeless, then you need to contact Means and register with their database and let them know that you want to receive food because you have people that you want to give the food to. So go on the internet, pull up Means, M-E-A-N-S, and pull up their database and register your charities to the database so that the food that is available to be given away, you'll be able to receive some of that food. And you can use it for the homeless or low-income people or however you want to distribute the food. It will be available to you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? I know you're listening to our show that's dedicated to helping the homeless live a better life. And we've made some suggestions to them so that they can get food. And I want to tell you about some places where they can get clothes. There's a place called Marty's Mart, which is located at 1219 South Main Street. And it's right down the street from the Stratosphere Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. And you can go to Marty's Mart from 10 o'clock in the morning till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And you'll be able to get clothes and you can get household wares, plates, dishes, pots, pans, silverware, and they have clothes for men, for women, and for children. And you may even be able to get some blankets. I've been suggesting that they get a stock of blankets and sleeping bags in their possession so that they can give that away to the homeless people that come in and looking for something to keep them warm at night. Because, like I said, it's getting ready to get cold in Vegas. we're in the desert, and the desert gets cold. So I'm letting you know that you need to stock up on your winter wear so that you can be warm at night. Okay, and we have another location where we call it Church Row, where it's a list of all of the churches in, I guess it's in West Las Vegas. C Street on the east to H Street on the west, and from Washington Avenue on the south all the way to Harris Avenue on the north. And between those four streets in that area, there are like 10 churches that are located on President Street, like Monroe and Jefferson and Adams and Jackson. All of those streets have churches on them. In fact, Adams has like three or four churches that you can go, and you go on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. You can go to the churches from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the morning, and not only can you get food, but you can get clothes to wear. And when you go down there, tell them G-Money sent you, because I'm talking them up on the radio, and I'm letting everybody know that they have these supplies available. So go down there and make yourself at home. Get some warm jackets and some long sleeve shirts and sweaters. Eat you a good meal. Eat a good breakfast when you go down there, because you can get breakfast Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday morning. So all you got to do is show up and see what kind of clothes and warm apparel they have for you to take advantage of. And they try to take care of homes with people and people that need help. Okay, well, it's commercial break. Papa D, play a song and then drop a commercial spot. And we'll be back with some more information for the home. And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Yes.
If you have some questions that you want to send, ask G Money, well, send me some questions, because we do have that section where we can do that part of the show right now. If we have some questions, then I can answer the questions for the listening audience for your questions that you have. So New England will be playing the Los Angeles Rams in the Super Bowl. It should be a good one, folks. So get your TV sets and get your drink and get your food ready, because it's going to be a good game. Oh, yeah, my boys from L.A. should represent, but it should be a good game, folks. Yes, it should be exciting. I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right, I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless, and I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, I hope you're enjoying my radio show today, because we're telling all the homeless people and all of your friends how they can improve their life. And it's getting ready to get cold in Vegas, so I'm telling them where they can go and get clothes so they can warm up for the winter time. And I don't know if it's going to get any colder because the weather seems to be changing right now. I mean, it was down to 40 degrees at night. But now it's starting to get warmer at night. I don't know what's going on. But it's like 60 degrees right now. And I guess a little later on, about 5 or 6 o'clock, it might be about 45 degrees. But that's really not cold, especially for people that are from the east. They can handle that weather without a jacket. They know how they can walk around in T-shirts and short pants. I don't know how they do it, but I have some buddies that are like that. They walk around in T-shirts and short pants, and I'm freezing. I got a jacket on. I got long pants on. I got a hoodie on, and they're walking around in shorts and T-shirts. I can't understand. So, I don't. We got helicopters flying in. All right. Yeah, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world, I hope you enjoyed my radio show today and my comments and everything. I hope was interesting for your listening pleasure. I guess it's time for me to say good night. Thank you for listening to the show, and we'll talk to you next weekend. And remember, Sunday we have the All-Star Game in the NFL football. So check out the All-Star Game. I don't really care who wins, but, you know, check it out. And I'm out of here. Talk to you next week. Have a good weekend. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm out. Bye.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, Send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.